This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
America is on fire again, and the Democrats love it. They love watching that big American forest fire. Well, not a forest fire, that big city fire. See, we're used to seeing fires in the woods, a lightning strike or something like this. Well, a lightning strike in the city is when a white cop kills a black man. Lightning. And suddenly, the concrete burns. That's right. And the leftists love it. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Glad you're with me. You're here because you're hoping I can make sense of what's happening with these riots. And I've already told you, it's a ruse. I spent an hour explaining the ruse, and I'm going to spend another hour explaining it even deeper. Because you are being had. America is always at a boiling point, folks, a tipping point. I want you to think of us as a steel mill. And everywhere you look are pots of just boiling steel, ready to be tipped. And it can be built. You can use that steel to build the greatest thing ever seen by man, or you can use it to kill. And that's what we've done. We aren't forming anything here. We're not building big cities. We're tearing things down because a black man got killed by a cop. We're always at that boiling point. And the reason why the country remains at the boiling point, at the tipping point, is very simple. I've explained it thousands of times on this radio show. And elsewhere when I do interviews for other people and in my writings, and that is leftists need chaos. And if there was any time in the history of leftism where they need chaos, it is right freaking now. Yep. What's about to happen to leftists? Ask yourself as you analyze this whole George Floyd thing, and I'm going to help you get to this. What is about to happen to leftists? Their plot, folks, the plot to get Donald Trump, the plot to steal your money, the plot to do nothing and get something, to disrupt the gravy train, well, it's over. The left have to deflect because they are losing their gravy train, they are losing their power over you, and they are losing their ability to keep you down. They had this country set up so beautifully. If you're Dr. Evil, they didn't care what you vote. Who cares what you want? You don't want a health care system you got to pay for that isn't going to give you what you want? I don't care. You don't want to pay for your own air? I don't care. Doesn't matter what you want. And all that got disrupted. They need America to burn, and they need it to burn to the ground. They need nothing. Talk about scorched earth. Did you guys know what happened in World War II when the Russians lured the Germans, knew the Germans were going to attack them? And they said, come on. And everywhere they went, the Russians burned the earth. They called it the scorched earth tactic. Germans couldn't grow. There was no food. There were no resources. They're marching hundreds, if not thousands of miles to try to get to Stalingrad and other parts of Russia, to the big cities. And they just kept bringing them in. As the Russians retreated, it looked like they were retreating, but they were winning because they left nothing. And that's what the Democrats need. They're saying, burn it down. We need everything burned to the ground. That way, there's nothing there. Nothing for the locust, even. Because I want you to consider what's happening with George Floyd, folks. It's a sign that all hell is about to break loose on the Democrats. See, we feel like, oh my gosh, Kevin, look at everything that's happening right now. You know, they're burning down cities, huh? Yeah. Democrats want the cities to burn. But ask yourself why they need the cities to burn. Because they got so much going on. I would love to tell you it's opposite, but it is in a way. They have to burn it down because there will be nothing for them. And I know that's ironic because there'll be nothing left anyway. Can you imagine a world where people get mad because some black dude gets killed and we got to burn everything down? That is the world they live in. But they're willing to go that way. That's scorched earth, because what awaits them is so much worse. They need cover. So, hey, you know what? Racism. That's always a great cover. Let's make the death of one black man by cop the key issue of the week, the key issue of the month, the key issue of however long we can make it. Black lives matter. Because if you want to convince this black man that the death of one black man by cop is the reason to, again, burn down America, I will call you a fool. See, we did this before. We did it with Philando Castile. We did it with Freddie Gray. We did it with Michael Brown Jr. And there have been two or three others. And I've asked, how many of the... When was the last time we killed a black dude by cop? Because it's been a couple years, wasn't it, of the dude out of New York? I forget his name. I have him emblazoned in my memory. I'm surprised I'm forgetting his name. I must be getting Biden. I got that Biden disease. Earl, or whatever. I can't remember. Big black dude that the cops subdued and he died of a heart attack. That guy. Y'all know who I'm talking about. Garner. Point is, it's been a long time since a black man was killed by a cop under these types of circumstances. And yet, here we are. See, I get it. I understand what happened. I understand there's somebody going, oh boy, woo, we've been waiting for this. And they got it. That's right, buddy. The destruction being caused by this lie is because of what Democrats know is waiting for them. Don't believe it for a second. Somebody at the top, a shot caller in the with the Democrats, knows exactly why this is happening. We'll talk more about it in a minute.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Black man gets killed by a white cop. All hell must break loose. We must riot. We must show the man that we will not stand for this kind of activity. And let me tell you, there are many conservatives out there going, Kev, man, you know, look, I get it. I don't believe anybody should die in police custody. And I think that we always have to take a look at the situation, but must we always jump to conclusions? Must we always, in the time when a white cop kills a black man, riot and burn down the cities? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. See, I tell people all the time, you look at the black condition, and I'll use myself as an example because I don't want to take myself out of it. I'm a young kid growing up. Mom marries my dad who's a street punk. Ultimately, she divorces him, comes back to live with her grandparents, my maternal grandparents, I mean with her parents, and dies. Now, I'm upset. I don't know how to handle it. Nobody taught me how to handle it, so I was angry. Your mother dies before you're 5 years old. The next day was just another day, man. For me, I was angry. And here's what I'll tell you. The first time I ever went to counseling, And the guy showed me a chart. Some of you who may have been to counseling or work with any kind of a psychologist, you'll know what I'm talking about. When they talk about emotions, they give you a chart. He gave me a chart. And that chart had all these range of emotions. I'll never forget it. It's got, were you sad? Were you, distraught? It had all these other things that I could look at. Emotions. Were you frustrated? Were you scared? Things like this. And it was this emotional circle, and it had, all kinds of stuff in it. And it had, a little pie chart. And I was like, what's all this? Because either you're happy or you're mad, right? You're feeling good or you're angry. That was it. Those are the two emotions I experienced as a kid. I didn't even think about, a little frustrated. It kind of irks me. No, it was, I'm all good, or you just piss me off and I'm angry. And see, that's exactly, that's the way a child thinks. A child doesn't get his way and he's angry. It's, I'm good and I got, you gave me candy and I get to do whatever I want to do, or, right? And it's funny because I tell all my sons, your emotional maturity is based on you understanding all the range of emotions that you can experience. Things shouldn't take you from zero to anger. But that's not the way we've been taught as blacks in America. Black leftists, that is their reaction. They are like kids. They can be brought from zero to angry without even thinking about the consequences therein. Oh, I know. There could be people there will be people listening to these broadcasts later on going, man, that dude wasn't nothing but Uncle Tom. He didn't do nothing but talk about black folks. I'm telling you about the human condition when you've been made to believe that you are nothing, and nobody gives you any counseling to say, let's give you a level of emotional IQ that is commensurate with your age. And I'm going to tell you right now, I was in my 30s, but I was a 5-year-old with emotional IQ because nobody taught me how to deal with emotions. And it, whatever time I got into, took my first shrink deal, and he handed me that chart and said, dude, you got a lot of other emotions to consider. You don't have to just get angry. Listening to Kevin Jackson, folks, I like telling you my personal story because I don't want you to feel like, Kevin's just trying, he's talking anecdotally. No, I'm talking, when I talk about black folks, most of my conversations are about black leftists. But trust me, I was in the same trap, not in the mindset of a leftist, but in the mindset of how do I deal with things as the black condition gave it to me. I was in the same trap. Anyway, there's lots of implications around these riots, but the biggest thing is black folks have been led to believe they got to get to this anger without evaluating any other emotions. It is a tragedy. And that tragedy that happened to this man should have us all thinking introspectively about things, not necessarily from a race perspective or even a cop perspective. But the way they're handling it right now, none of it is good. There are no good outcomes from it. But conservatives, let me say this, because I talked about the reason why this is occurring is because the Democrats need subterfuge. When the dust settles, literally, the next blaze will burn down the house of cards of the Democrats. No running from the new information regarding Michael Flynn. The civil unrest took that right out of the news cycle, didn't it? All these riots, no longer are we talking about Michael Flynn. And the huge news that the FBI had no reason to investigate this man. If black leftists, think about this. If they want the justice system returned, how about fixing it at the very top? The crooked FBI, the most iconic piece of the justice system, has been found out to be crooked. And you know what they're concerned about? A cop on the street, a beat cop, who killed a black man. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not dismissing the death of George Floyd. But I'm telling you, we got a chance with President Trump to overhaul this system of justice that everybody is complaining about. The very thing that we're talking about now, and we can't see the forest for the trees. Why? Because we go from zero to angry. Yep. Can't worry about getting the old FBI when a black man got killed by a cop. The former director of the FBI, Crooked James Comey, is undoubtedly part of a coup to overthrow the president, and he lied to Congress, and we've got him by the short hairs. The former director of national intelligence is part of the coup to overthrow the president, and he lied under oath. What do you think this man would do to you, black man, if he wanted to get you? It's the former director of the CIA, John Brennan, part of a coup to overthrow the president. He lied under oath. The National Security Advisor, Susan Rice, wrote a cover-your-butt memo to herself that implicated almost every major cabinet member of the Obama administration, including the former VP, trying to overthrow the president. Speaking of the former VP, he's under investigation in Ukraine, rightfully so, because he got his son a heck of a deal, his crackhead son a deal for $50,000 a month, ended up paying him $83,000 a month for 17 months. But he says there was no quid pro quo. We're learning he may have been taking bribes from the Chinese, certainly his son, again, crackhead Hunter's involved in that. But hey, we can't talk about any of that because a black man got killed by a cop. So what? Biden fingered a staffer and won't release his documents because a black man got killed by a cop. Let me tell you, the National Guard has been called out in 30 cities over the death of one man. He must be one powerful dude. If I were landing from outer space, that's what I'd be asking myself. Who is this guy?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is telling governors to get tough on looters and rioters across the country. The president, speaking in a conference call with governors, says,
"You have to dominate. If you don't dominate, you're wasting your time. They're going to run over you. You're going to look like a bunch of jerks."
President Trump also addressing the looting and rioting in Washington, D.C.
In D.C., we're going to do something that people haven't seen before.
The astronauts who docked at the International Space Station this weekend aren't sure when they're coming home. Their mission depends on the performance of their new Crew Dragon capsule. Commander Doug Hurley says Sunday's docking of the Crew Dragon was smooth as silk.
We didn't feel the docking. It was just so smooth, and then we were docked, which in shuttle you felt a little bit of a jolt, nothing real heavy, but you felt it.
Hurley also saying it was a smooth flight. You're listening to USA Radio News. Former Vice President Joe Biden, speaking with black community leaders at a church in Wilmington, Delaware, rips the Trump administration for their response to the coronavirus pandemic.
The band-aid has been ripped off by this pandemic and this president. Nobody can pretend any longer what this is all about.
Biden was one of many Democrats who called President Trump xenophobic after the president put in place a travel ban from China during the beginning stages of the coronavirus pandemic. The Supreme Court declined to hear a challenge on Monday to lawyers' state bar fees, which had been brought after justices struck down mandatory union dues in a 2018 case, citing the First Amendment. Wisconsin attorneys had sued the state bar over its collection of dues, saying that the First Amendment was violated by forcing them to subsidize the speech of the State Bar of Wisconsin. The State Bar of Wisconsin saying they will suspend a lawyer's license to practice if he or she refuses to pay the dues. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You conflicted about this whole George Floyd thing. You're probably, well, you know, Kevin, the cop did kill him, right? He's dead. He died in police custody. You can see four white cops right there, one of them with his knee on his neck. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. Yeah. Like I said, a person dies in police custody. There should be review, undoubtedly. And, you know, he's got the guy down. He's supposedly 6'7". He's a big dude. And four guys put him down. What did it take to do that? And I was asking myself, why did they arrest this guy? I'll get to all that here in a second. National Guard gets called out, folks, in 30 cities. People are sending me notes on Twitter and other deals. Kevin, my loved one is a cop, and they've been called out because of all the, riots and what have you. I'm afraid for us, pray for us. Getting all these notes. And I am. I'm praying for all of them. I hope, you know, these law enforcement officers, who 99.9% of them are good people, are, you know, I hope they're safe. And I don't know anything about this guy, Chauvin. Chauvin? He's a French name, Chauvin. But Chauvin, however they pronounce it, his wife filed for divorce immediately. They say he has 19 other... So he's a demon. I mean, we have to believe that in order to go with the narrative. He's a black-hating demon who just decided he's going to kill this guy. Look, I'm not even trying to sway you one way or the other. I'm just telling you the narrative is he's the bad guy. I saw a thing that said this dude was, they call this guy the gentle giant. Again, I'm not even exaggerating this. Go Google George Floyd. He was the gentle giant. But I said, boy, to get the National Guard out in 30 cities, he must be a powerful dude. I thought it was Denzel who got killed by a cop. Maybe LeBron who got killed by a cop. Maybe Oprah got choked out on camera by a cop. Let me put it this way. When you consider fairness in America, understand the power behind the death of one obscure black man, a guy whose name I swear to you did not know days ago, the name of George Floyd. But suddenly, the country has to bring out the military in order to reinforce the whole concept. Something needs to happen because this one man who you didn't even know, I didn't even know, he's got to be, his story's going to get told, and we have to deploy the military because people are upset. He must be big. Because I'll ask you this. What level of non-black person killed by a cop would you have to get, could you get such a reaction? Who, if Mike Pence died, I don't think you would get this kind of a reaction. Wow. Here's a few headlines. Cops targeted. Chicago cops dragged and assaulted. Three cops injured after car plows into them near George Floyd protest. And there are many others. Many others. Anyway, back to this. This cop looks guilty, right? They got the picture. They got the video. He's saying, let me up, I can't breathe. I don't know if he could breathe or not. It looks like he couldn't. I saw the picture. I don't know how much pressure was being put on his neck. But now we get the autopsy, and they said this guy was not asphyxiated, and he had major complications that caused him to die. That's still not a reason to die. Here's my thing about policing. If you were to say to me, Kevin, what would you do to fix policing? I would say, once you have a person cuffed and subdued, get him up. It's easy. Anyway, he had major complications, they say, that led to his death. I ask this question. Does anybody know what Floyd was accused of? Why was he arrested in the first place? Because I said in the first hour, I don't get a knee put on my neck when cops come to me. And it isn't because I'm a celebrity. It isn't because people know me or that I made a movie about policing and made cops at least tell the story truthfully. It's because I don't resist. I look at it as, you know what, whatever it is, we'll get it worked out. Here, put the cuffs on me. Whatever you need to do to feel safe and keep me off the ground with your knee on my neck, I'm willing to do. But anyway, I made a bet that the majority of people, you guys let me know, don't look it up now. Do you know why George Floyd was even arrested? Well, I'm going to tell you why. And you can let me know, 844-551-8255, or Twitter, Kevin Jackson TBS, the @ sign in front of it, or Facebook. Tell me if you knew, because I don't think the majority of people know. The call was made by an employee of a place called Cup Foods, which Floyd had presented a counterfeit $20 bill to the cashier. So, was he a counterfeiter? I don't know. Did he deserve to die because he was a counterfeiter? No. Not saying that at all. I'm telling you what he was arrested for. A clerk, a racist clerk, I'm sorry, let me correct that, saw that this black man presented a fake $20 bill and dared to call the cops on him. That's what set this off. If we're going to really look for a scapegoat, how about we go get that clerk? That clerk that recognized that this guy was passing phony money. They call it funny money. So, they said after Mr. Floyd was located, he was in his car. Police said he, and here come the magic words, physically resisted officers. Now, this is a dude who passed a fake $20 bill, and now he wants to fight. So, that's why he ended up on the ground. I go back to my original statement. I don't get her. If I had a fake $20 bill, my brother had a fake $10 bill one time. He had traveled out of the country, got a fake $10 bill. He went to pass it, and the guy goes, this is a fake. He goes, really? He goes, and he explained, they brought the FBI, Secret Service in, and he goes, yeah, here's where I'm at. They took all the money out of his wallet, and said, can we look, they had to look at it all. They confiscated all his money. It was the only one that he had was the fake 10. Asked him where he traveled. Said, yep, we've had a problem with fake money in that area. Yada, yada, yada. And my brother said, can I get that bill? They said, no, we got to keep it. Because he wanted it just as a souvenir. But the point is, if you're passing fake money, people detain you. My brother was detained when he got a $10 fake bill. So I don't know what this guy was up to, but he resisted and boom, the rest is history. I can tell you, cops didn't hunt this guy down. They showed up, he had passed a fake bill, and the next thing you know, he's on the ground. I remember the case where this black dude got shot in Minnesota because he was publicly beating his girlfriend, his baby mama. This is a black dude. Black people call and say, man, this brother beating up his woman right in front of everybody. So they call cops show up. They go to peel him off of the girl he's beating up. He tries to take the cop's gun. Cop steps back, shoots him, and do you know Minnesota was all up in arms over this? You would think the cops had been casing the dude, as LeBron James would say, and they were hunting him down. Nothing could be further from the truth. And this is where we are. So, again, not telling you this guy deserved to die. Like the guy in New York. I can't remember his name. I wish somebody would, one of my producers would find it. But anyway, he was killed because he was selling onesies, you know, cigarettes, just by the singles. And because that's the way a lot of people make their money. And they saw that I don't think he had a weapon. There was another dude that had a weapon. Anyway, they go up to him and they say, hey, we got to arrest you. It's a silly crime. You know, if the guy's got cigarettes, he buys them by the pack and he wants to sell them individually, I don't really care. It's a bit of a hustle. It doesn't, people end up not paying their taxes on it. But you know what? No harm, no foul. But police were called. And what did old big boy do? He decided he was going to fight him. How does he stop from being dead with his underlying heart conditions, etc.? He just puts his hands in front and says, okay, y'all got me. Y'all got me doing the heinous crime of selling cigarettes one by one because people can't afford to buy packs. And that's the stupid part of it, is the law. But this is Bill de Blasio's city. This is Mayor Cuomo's state. And this is whoever black person and Hispanic is leading the police force, because I guarantee it is. Oh, by the way, all Democrats, and Eric Garner, thank you, he gets killed, and guess what? Trump did it. Must be Trump's fault. Let me tell you, folks, the long-range implications of this stuff is what bothers me the most. The long-range implications. First of all, there's the fake narrative that has got cities under fire. And I'm not talking about just the major cities. There are secondary cities that are under fire as well. But it's the long-term impact that I'm going to talk about here in a bit that really bugs me the most. Keep it here. We'll be
back. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I mentioned earlier how easy it is to get black folks, black leftists, to get all up in arms over something. Zero to angry. No other emotions, no other speeds. Zero to angry in 0.1 seconds. It doesn't take any time. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. 844-551-8255. No time to just go berserk. What I'm about to say is not going to resonate with the majority of my audience because most of you are white. You are going to have a hard time understanding what I will explain to you at street level. That's okay. Because the reason why you don't understand it is, for the most part, you white folks believe in something called the rule of law. You are law and order people. What I'm about to explain to you is how black folks interpret things, black leftists. And by the way, most blacks that I know, I mean, I'm not going to say, because it's a cultural thing. If you grow up rich, say, your L.A. Reid or Babyface's kid, or Chris Rock's kid, you've been immune to some of this because you haven't been around. You haven't been exposed to black culture to the level that I have. My sons don't get it either. I'll put it that way. But here's the deal. White folks, you want criminals to be caught. You want them off the street. The black leftists have been trained differently. See, black leftists applaud the criminal. They root for the bad guy. Yeah. It's been planted in their heads like a worm to cheer for the guy who got over on the man. And I've always used Superfly as an example because this is a movie about a pimp and a drug dealer who gets over on the cops in this 1960s blaxploitation film. And that film, let me tell you, Curtis Mayfield wrote a song, Superfly. I mean, and black men grew up idolizing this dude who was a pimp and a drug dealer. That's because that was the nature of the beast. We've been conditioned for it. That invisible hand, a.k.a. the man, he's always out to get you. So when you can take a little bit back, you get it. And that's why the burning and the looting happens, get this, white people, every time something like this occurs. Not sometimes, every time something like this occurs. Because you always say to me, you guys will send me a note, Kevin, listen, I don't mean to sound racist or anything, but I just don't understand why black people loot and burn down their neighborhoods when something like this happens. Well, let me give you the answer, white people. Pay attention, because this one's going to blow your mind. It's because you come back and you rebuild. You say it's okay. The first thing white leftists, a.k.a. enablers, will do when this occurs, after black people act out going from 0 to 60 in anger in 0.1 seconds, is these enablers go, we want to rebuild. Melissa was telling me, Target, after getting one of their stores completely looted of everything, here's what they said. Essentially, their message was, we understand and we stand by the citizens. We understand why you're mad, and we stand by you, and we have vowed to rebuild our store in your neighborhood. Wrong answer, right? Because what they're doing is they're rewarding bad behavior. But see, they want to make social justice points with black leftists at the expense of their stakeholders, at the expense of everybody who's invested in Target. Why? Because Target brings products together from all over the world. They put a level of quality that you see from the Target brand. And they place these stores in neighborhoods where people can go and shop and not have to, you know. I mean, all of this is done for convenience because that's what capitalists do. They look for ways to make your life easier. And what do black people do? They burn and down. They loot the store. Or they burn it down if you're QT in Ferguson, Missouri. And so the Target, Mr. Social Justice Company, Mr. Transgender Bathroom says, hey, look how woke we are. We're going to rebuild in your neighborhood, black people. So what? Rinse and repeat the next time it happens. Let me tell you something, folks. That's not helping. Let's talk jobs for a second. I'm going to tell you this. I'll say it up front. I wouldn't hire a leftist to save my life, not knowingly, and I certainly wouldn't hire a black leftist. This is what people are thinking when they're out there making job decisions and why blacks are heavily unemployed. Why would you hire somebody who secretly cheers against you, waits for his opportunity to get his from you? Because as an employer, the person giving him or her the opportunity, you are seen as the man. And not in a good way. Not like, man, that dude is the man. Not like that. You're seen as the man. The guy getting over on my work. Why would I hire somebody who doesn't appreciate the real opportunity of work and advancement and what it, the feeling of euphoria that you get from a job well done, but instead views me as evil for putting my capital and my time at risk in order to present an opportunity to them? But no, you're the evil one. That's like wishing for terminal cancer. This stuff is what people put in their minds. Oh, Kevin, let's kumbaya. So what the government had to do, the government says, well, we're going to force you to hire these black folks. We're going to force you. Yeah. I'm just giving you the cycle of life over all this stuff. You can think about it any way you want, but I'm telling you how I think about it. What about the impact on black neighborhoods for policing? You think the police, I want you to understand the criminality. You have a group of people who sadly, mostly due to cultural circumstances, have the highest criminality of any group in the country. And you want to demonize the very people who can stop, who put that line, that barrier of protection between them and you. And you want to demonize them. And you don't think this is a ploy? Make cops the evil guys? That way, blacks don't want to help them. Who do you think, when this is all over, are going to need black, or going to need cops, rather, more than anybody? Who do you think? Well, I can answer it for you, because I watch a lot of cop shows. It's going to be black folks, black neighborhoods. And what, if you were a cop, let me ask you this. Would you say, I'm going to go and make this arrest of this black guy, put my life at risk, end up killing him so I can be on the news? Having to go through all of this stuff, having to be guilty before I'm considered innocent, not even worrying about, forget reviews. Look, I don't know what this guy Chauvin did. I mean, in terms of, what's this investigation going to vet out? They've already said he did not die of asphyxiation. He died of underlying medical conditions. But what, oh, we got to get him. Even to the level of the president. Somebody says, we got to make the political optics of this are such that whether this guy did anything wrong or not, he's gone. And he's divorced. Now, his wife's filed for divorce. If you were a cop, is this what you want to go through? Is this what you want to put your family through? Or would you say, you know what? I don't give a crap what this black man does in his neighborhood. Do what you want to do, Jaquan. I'm not answering. I'm not coming. I'm not going to be there for you. Darren Wilson had made a call. This is the Ferguson guy, cop. He had made a call to save a baby's life in Ferguson, Missouri. Gets the secondary call with Michael Brown. Michael Brown tries to kill him. And Darren Wilson can't show his face in public because there are people who believe he's in the wrong. And they know Michael Brown was wrong. They don't care. That's where we sit right now. The impact on black neighborhoods, the impact on policing of blacks, the impact on the public in general. Campaign staffer for Democrat candidate for President Joe Biden is going to pay for people to get out of jail in Minneapolis, pay for rioters. That's where we are in this country. We have celebrities, wealthy celebrities. Christy Teigen, married to John Legend. And she's donated 100 or 200 grand to bail out protesters around the country. That's it? Why not more? They enjoy this stuff. They enjoy this, what's happening right now. It gives them a reason to live. She tweeted, in celebration of whatever the F MAGA night is, I'm committed to donating $100,000 to bail out of protesters across the country. She's a vile human being, that chick. Gotta leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.